What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Derek, congratulations on your retirement in New Jersey. Very happy for you. You had an unbelievable career. You really represented the city of Chicago, the Chicago Bulls, your family, and yourself very, very well. So I'm very proud of you and very happy for your special night. Looking forward to coming to United Center and seeing your jersey hanging up there with my jersey. Congratulations and enjoy your night.
Just one all-time great congratulating another. Welcome back this Saturday night at the United Center. David Hogg, Gabe Ramirez, a special score broadcast before the Derrick Rose jersey retirement. Right here broadcasting live for the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We will be here until 6:45, and that's when we turn it over to the pregame coverage. Brought to you by the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. Gabe, MJ offering his best wishes, says he looks forward to seeing it, the jersey hanging in the rafters. I can't wait till he's here to witness that.
I'm hoping he's here today, David. What are you talking about through the door? It got chilly in here, David. They let the doors open.
They let the doors open.
Because the people are walking through right now, like I mentioned earlier, typically it's 90 minutes before tip-off. Today, 2 hours beforehand, you see the Simeon jerseys in the building, a lot of D-Rose jerseys, but there's also some good food right in front of
us. Well, there's good food that's going to get cold here because unless we eat it, it was a food drop. And Levy Restaurants taking care of business here. Definitely, we've got some Giordano's. We've got some MVP. Oh, boy, the MVP beef
and burger. They got to drive off the coast because, of course, you got to wash that down. They have these Rose lollipops, like cake pops, I guess they would say.
Yeah,
in the shape
pops.
shape of Derrick Rose. Got some glitter on top. Fire. We got like a dozen of them here. Those are going to be great.
But what about the number one nachos? These are ingenious.
Is that right?
Number one nachos. Did you notice that? Every nacho that you will have in the bowl
is
shaped like the number one.
And the buns are
worth your time. And the cheese dip's got a little kick to it.
I did not see that. That's
got
great.
A little kick to it, Gabe.
Oh, man. They didn't. And then we got the cookies over here, too. They got Derrick Rose cookies out for you. They got a lot of merch here. This is not an infomercial. This is just to let you know they've stopped at nothing here today.
No, the good people at Levy Restaurants take care of you, and they have taken care of us. It is going to be a fun night here. It did get pretty chilly when they opened up the doors, but people are coming in. Lots of Bulls merchandise. You can see the Derrick Rose jerseys everywhere. Nothing quite as special as your hoodie, the custom-made hoodie, Los Bulls. Very, very, very nice.
Listen, Gabe Ramirez, when people hear Ramirez, they wanted me to have Los in front of the Bulls, or else Ray Diaz understands. And I didn't want to be out here just having a regular jersey I had to represent. And I put the MVP on it. David, I know you would never do anything like this. But it's okay. I love Derrick Rose. I have no problem. I am intimate with my feelings.
I might do that.
I'm okay.
I could do that.
You could say you love Derrick Rose?
I might get a hoodie. You said I would never do anything like your hoodie. I might go and get a hoodie.
Fair.
And if we're sounding tonight like we're excited, we're going to be really excited February 2nd. That's when the score is going to 104.3, the score, coming February 2nd, our FM debut during the Mullane Haw Show. Pretty good show every morning, 5:30 to 10. Check it out. That's right. All score shows, Cubs and Bulls games on FM, high fidelity all the time, including downtown Chicago. So when you're driving around looking for a parking spot, you think, oh, where's what happens to the score?
It's the worst.
104.3.
Lower Wacker,
you can find
worst.
Us forever. And we'll be also heard on 670 AM still. Monday, February 2nd, everything changes, the debut. 104.3, the simulcast presented by the official sports book of the score, Circus sports betting the way it should be with no bet fees. All right, earlier this week, Gabe, Molly and I had an opportunity to talk to Derrick Rose himself. This was Derrick Rose on the Mullane Haw Show earlier this week talking about how special tonight is to him.
Here with us now, Derrick Rose. Derrick, how are you this morning?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me. I'm doing pretty good.
Well, we're excited for you because that's got to be a thrill knowing that your jersey is going to be up in the rafters and that everyone's going to be able to look up and see your name on the back of it. What does it mean to you to get your jersey retired?
You know, it's surreal. Still learning. It's surreal, but at the same time, knowing that I put in the work and listened to the OGs, all the teammates, my old coaches, everybody that gave me knowledge, I made a way to implement that into my game, and I took advantage of it. So thank you. It's for all of us.
So you found out a year ago, and we remember the surprise at the time, and you were moved emotionally. So you've had about a year to process all of those emotions and, frankly, to put your own career in perspective. We have seen you grow up in Chicago, and everyone has appreciated the journey. But as you put that into perspective, how would you articulate what you have accomplished and what this represents?
I think whenever I look at all the players that did retire or got their jerseys in the Raptors, is or even won championships, they feel like they gave their all, and people respected that. And I feel like it's very similar to this, where we didn't win a championship, but man, I have no regrets. I feel like I give my all. I feel like I squeezed or maxed out on my body when I was on the court, and I did all I could do.
I'm just curious, Derrick, in retrospect now, as you look back on your career, famously, there was all these guys gathering together. We know what happened in Miami. And people were like, Derrick needs to recruit someone to come to Chicago. We need another star. Yeah. And it was almost like you were blamed for not recruiting. Did you consider that part of your job, or did you laugh at that idea?
I kind of laughed at it, but in a way, maybe it was towards the end of my career with the Bulls, but I feel like I adapted, or I made an attempt. I forgot what the attempt was, but I did recruit in that way, not like how everybody else was at the time. But I felt like I was cool with my guys and showing loyalty to my teammates. If they would have heard me each year say that we needed somebody different, who was going to mess with me on the team? Or like it was a fake relationship, and that's something I never wanted with my teammates, and that's why we're like family to this day outside of basketball.
Youngest MVP ever. We saw what you accomplished on the court and with those Bulls teams you're referencing, and then you came back, and your second act was impressive because you had the longevity, and I think a lot of people might have been surprised, Derrick. Now that you have got your jersey retired, and you just look ahead. Is the Basketball Hall of Fame a goal of yours? Can you look at it that way? And do you think that your career was Hall of Fame worthy?
I think it was, but once again, it's not up to me to decide that. It's up to the committee. And, it's up to them to decide. But I would love to be in the Hall of Fame. Who wouldn't want to be in the Hall of Fame? And like I said, I'm not doing it for me, or I didn't play this way solely for me. it's the Chicago way of playing. Like, that's the way that I play. That's the way that every time I step on the floor, I always try to show a Chicago toughness or a Chicago aggressiveness in some fashion. And for that not to be in a Hall of Fame, it will hurt in a way. But at the same time, this moment right here is kind of like my Hall of Fame if I don't get in.
You know, Derek, I'm old enough to have covered and seen games with Benji Wilson playing when he was a junior in high school. So that ages me. He was, you know, it's one of the great tragic stories in the history of this town. But he became, you know, immortalized through Simeon basketball, everyone wearing number 25, that kind of thing. When you think about what a jersey represents and no one else wearing that number, what it represents, does your mind go to Benji? Do you ever, you know, kind of think about on a smaller scale what happened at Simeon where everyone then wore that jersey to keep it alive?
You know, it's crazy. I didn't think about that or think about the parallels to it. Yeah, it's kind of crazy being in this position. I still didn't even think about my speech yet. I'm still formulating all that right now. Like, it's been so much, man. I know I'm going to kill it, but it's been so much that I'm taking in each day. We just dropped a flower business for my family, so it's been a lot going on.
You are very busy, and you seem to be everywhere. You've got the Roses Flower Shop. I love the commercials. You've got also, I saw yesterday over at the United Center working at CHSN, you've got a Derrick Rose collection, 20 items, including a hoodie, a Letterman jacket, several shirts, all going to be available starting January 24th at the United Center. You've got other global businesses are involved. How would you describe Derrick Rose, the businessman, and how he's different than Derrick Rose, the point guard?
I mean, I'm busy. I mean, as a point guard, it's totally different. In this lifestyle, it's no sitting still or being stagnant because I'm always moving. With basketball, of course, you can go take a nap before the game. You can do other things before the game. But here, it's work all the time, being a businessman. Adapting, learning how to convey myself in these meetings, listening for the most part, and asking the right questions, you know. So with this flower business, it's something that we've been thinking about for, I think, a year and a half right now. And we just implemented it. We only got a brick and mortar right now, but it's all online. And the reasons why we thought about it was, or I thought about it with my business partners, was that having a family business, your family can have a safe haven to go work. And like the three pillars that we're working on right now is the growth, being authentic, and the legacy part. With those three, we should be able to build something special.
That's great, Derek. I'm curious, when you think about people getting their jersey retired, who's next? Yeah. Who from the Bulls deserves that honor, in your opinion?
That's a great question. To be totally honest with you, I don't know. I was surprised that I was up next. So.
That's
to be completely
great.
Honest with you, I thought no championship, no Raptors, no banner, no nothing. So for me to go up there, I can only imagine who's next.
You know, as you get older, Derek, now you're in the role of being a sports parent and watching your son play PJ middle school basketball. Just wonder what that experience is like for you, and how are you at those games? Are you one of the stay in the background, kind of quiet dad, or are you the one giving directions?
You know, it's a beautiful experience. Each moment that I have with him, or every chance I get to see him play, it seems like he's always progressing in the right direction, knows the game, plays the game the right way. Kind of tall for his age, so he's playing the 4 or 5 right now. But a big point guard, but at the same time, he knows the game. So, and he listens, so that's half the battle right there. And it's half the battle. And what was the other part of the question you got?
Just how that is to see your son playing basketball in front of you, and probably all the things going through your head, and also respecting and appreciating maybe the pressure he feels in being Derrick Rose's son playing hoops.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's no pressure for him. I think when he plays, because he chose the sport. three or four years ago before we really started taking it serious, I asked him, what did he want to do? And he said he wanted to hoop. And I told him, we talked about what everything that comes along with it, and he still agreed that he wanted to hoop. So it's my job to make sure that he's obsessed with it. Not just love it, but find a way to be obsessed. So that I know you've been hearing me for like these few days. I've been talking about the three tiers of being obsessed, loving it, then you fall off of not caring. So right now, he loves it, but we got to get him to be obsessed so that when he do go through adversity or whatever it is, he fall off to the second tier, and that's just loving it.
Derek, I wonder what you think of the current polls. I mean, we got a couple of local guys. It's an interesting team, but the Bulls are kind of stuck in this middling, you know, I don't know why, but it's sort of play-in fever every year. They have the same first half, the same second half, and they got to play Miami when you get to the play-ins. It's just it's repeat and rinse and wash and keep going. It's crazy.
Yeah, I haven't watched the whole game, but for what I see and what I've seen so far is that, like, there's no knock for, like, the guys on the team, and I'm not trying to say this in a crass way, but you need, like, a star. Like, you need a superstar to come change certain things. Mm. I don't know where you get that. I don't know if you drive for that. I don't know if you trade for that. But whenever you have a team like this and it's, like, they're stagnant and, like, they're trying to figure out who's going to take the lead and they're trying to find an identity, normally a star fixes those problems.
How are your knees feeling? Maybe. But Derek, back to what you're doing now. I thought it was really touching last week, I believe, that you really fulfilled the dreams and did something for a young man, Delvin McGee, a teenager from Simeon, that you brought to the practice facility. He's dealing with stage 2 lymphoma. Take us back to that day, how you got involved with the family and what that meant to you.
You know, shout out to Tim Flowers. His the kid went to Simeon, and the story is even deeper. I actually played against the boy, Dalmas. I played against his uncle when we were younger. I lived on 72nd. His uncle and then lived on 64th, 66th, and Damon. And we were like the two best players growing up. He was a husky, big kid. And, of course, I'm a small, skinny guard, but when we were, like, in 6th or 7th grade, we played a little bit together, then he broke off and did his own thing. But when I met him, I didn't know that his uncle passed. So, like, I met the kid, and then they told me who his uncle was and how close we lived to one another, and they told me about the situation and how he was traveling with the team. Everything just came full circle, and I was just happy that Simeon was a part of it, and they, like, made me a part of it, so it was cool.
Hey, Derek, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. I hope we can talk to you again soon. Really appreciate your time.
Enjoy Saturday night.
Man, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. That is Derek Rose, man. I mean, that's Chicago history. That's an amazing story, local kid.
Great accomplishment. Derek Rose, earlier this week on the Mully and Haas Show, and we are live at the United Center, outside section 102-103, with a special Bulls broadcast commemorating the jersey retirement of number one. Derek Rose's number one. It will hang in the rafters after tonight's game against the Boston Celtics, which you can hear right here, of course, on 670 The Score. The pregame show is at 6:45. We will be there until then, talking about Derek Rose's illustrious career, the Bulls this season, where they are. And Gabe Ramirez is joining me. Gabe's running for mayor, though. He's all shaking hands, posing for pictures, kissing babies. He's over here holding court, having a lot of fun because that's who he is. But he is the Bulls fan of Bulls fans with his Los Bulls customized hoodie.
Hey,
welcome back, Gabe.
Don't put me in the H-room with a Bulls game if you don't want me talking to my people.
I'm just saying. This is a lot of fun.
Listen, her and I went to UIC together. So let's not forget, you know, Chicago Gabe means not just being on 670 Score or being on UIC. I actually went to schools here. I went to Lane Tech. I went to UIC. So I'm going to run into people
everywhere.
I'm just
glad I met somebody who can vouch for your stories. So that's good. That's great. Chicago Gabe, they call you that for a reason. And this is the place to be because, as you heard, Gabe, in that interview earlier in the week on the Mully and Haas Show, Derek Rose is soaking everything in. He understands the gravity of tonight for a kid who grew up in the city and what it means to all these people who have come out to see this happen. Because it's not just as I said before, he played for the Bulls, but he belongs to Chicago.
And let's not forget, right? People talk about it all the time, David, how Chicago is one of the most segregated cities in the world. And here comes a superstar that brings everyone together. There are a few things in the city that can do that outside of pizza. And Derrick Rose is one of them. No, I'm being serious,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know. You're
doesn't matter your income level. Doesn't matter your age, your race. You love Derrick Rose. And the fact that you can walk around and talk to a bunch of Chicagoans that are wearing his jersey, and that's that one common ground that you guys have, he takes that pride, understanding, and knowing that he does that for the city.
So let's look what we have coming up ahead at 6 o'clock. The press conference down in the United Center's press area. We'll air that live here on The Score. And then Bull Celtics, the game, pregame coverage coming up at 6:45 on The Score in the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Heli Forklifts. And before then, we will talk about this year's team, what is going on with the Bulls coming in here hot. Three straight victories. The Celtics won in double overtime last night, but the Bulls get the benefit of having the second night of a back-to-back for a team that might be a little tired. And who knows what that could mean tonight on the court. Also, Gabe, during the break, I'd like to – we talk about a lot of the great teammates that resonate with Bulls fans who remember Derrick Rose playing with Joakim Noah, Taj Gibson, Paul Gasol, who some people might forget. I want to come up with the all Derrick Rose Bulls teammate
I love
team.
This. I love this game.
We will do that. Gabe Ramirez, David Hall, outside section 102 at the United Center. Special Bulls broadcast right here, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
What's up, Chicago? It's an honor to be a part of this moment. Derrick, congratulations. You represent what it means to be a Chicago Bull. Thank you for believing in this city. Thank you for giving everything you have. And thank you for inspiring the next generation. Once a Bull, always a Bull. Congratulations, my brother. Come on up with me.
Welcome back to a very special Score broadcast here at the United Center. Gabe Ramirez, David Haw, outside section 102 before the Derrick Rose retirement ceremony. That was a familiar voice. Scottie Pippen, good old number 33. His number hangs from the rafters. We've heard from two guys now, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, whose numbers are also retired. Derrick Rose is later tonight after the Bulls-Celtics game.
It's got to feel good to have people whose numbers are hanging up there to kind of send their well wishes, right? Not just Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, but legends of the franchise. And them giving you your flowers while you're still here and obviously, you know, dealing with your retirement says a lot about Derrick Rose and what's happening here tonight.
We will see some of those teammates, other ex-Bulls who were not have the guys don't have their jerseys retired, but certainly special players in the memories of every Bulls fan walking around here. And it is getting more crowded by the minute. They opened the doors 2 hours early, a little bit earlier than usual tonight, Gabe, but just to let the cold air in and everybody else. Getting a little chilly here, but people are very excited. So Derrick Rose played 406 games for the Chicago Bulls over 7 years. He played 15 years in the NBA. But let's just focus on his Bulls tenure. And before the break, I gave you an assignment. Between shaking hands and kissing babies at the break, I wanted you to come up with your team of Derrick Rose Bulls teammates and just guys who you think, not necessarily playing the team. This is hypothetical. This is fictional. This is just for fun. Four guys along with Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose and four teammates to make up the all Derrick Rose Bulls teammate team.
Like most things my wife tells me I only listen to part of what you said, David. So I'm actually going to have a starting five without Derrick Rose.
Okay.
Because I needed some space.
We can do that.
So my two guards are Kirk Heinrich and Ben Jordan. You can call him Ben Gordon, but if you remember some of the playoff series with the Boston Celtics, against the Boston Celtics, you would say that as well. So Captain Kirk, Ben Gordon, for me, I know he didn't play in the earliest part of his career. That's where I'm at. Then when you go.
Ben Gordon's a good one.
Ben Gordon's there.
He's an often overlooked guy. He was the guy that you forget just how great of a shooter he was.
He would put 30 up no problem.
No doubt.
That's why I throw the Jordan moniker.
That's a good backcourt. All right. I like this game. I like the team without Derrick.
Yeah, Derrick. Right, got those extra guards in there. All right. Then I had to go, even though he was, you know, your hard hat, lunch pail, six man, I had to throw Taj in there. So I got my Taj. I got, you know me, I like Ronnie Brewer. So Ronnie's my
three.
You're
not going to have Ronnie Brewer.
Ronnie Brewer's my three.
Oh, this is a total sentimental. I'm glad this is
Ronnie Brewer's my three.
He would go 20-62 Taj, with this group.
That's why I asked you. During the break, I said, am I trying to win a championship
with
this
game? I'm sorry. I'm not interrupting anymore. Go ahead.
Taj. I said Joe Kim.
Yeah.
You got Taj. You got Ronnie Brewer, Ben Gordon, and Kirk Heinrich. That's a really good
team. My team would beat yours. Let's start with the front court.
Okay, let me hear it.
Joakim Noah. That's a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
That's a no-brainer. That is his partner in crime, their thickest thieves.
Gotta
all those
there.
Things apply. Cannot wait to see him and how he reacts tonight because
sticks.
It's hard for him not to be the star of any show he's in just because he's such a magnetic, charismatic personality. And plus, he was a great rebounder and defender.
True.
Joakim Noah, number one. Also in the front court, you reminded me of him. This is the whole reason for the exercise. Pau Gasol was outstanding as a Bull. I know he had a first
cup of
act
coffee
and a second act, but in between, the Bulls were really – he gave all of his time, attention, and energy, and he was a great teammate for D.
Is Pau Gasol going to send Derrick Rose a video message saying congratulations?
He should.
I don't know.
I bet he does.
All right.
He's a really special guy. Okay. He might show up in person.
Who else you got in there?
You don't know. Don't. I will not hear you. Pau Gasol was a classy guy. Luol Deng.
Oh,
how do you forget Luol Deng?
My gosh.
Luol Deng was the example. He was the guy that was the hardest worker. He did whatever that you wanted him to do. He was
the LeBron continent. Stopper.
He was the if Derrick Rose is one of the all-time greats, as he is, to get his jersey hanging in the rafters tonight, Luol Deng is the emblem of the Tom Thibodeau era because he's the guy that was just played defense. He improved. He was everything that team needed him to be. So I'm going with my front court of Noah, Deng, Gasol. Back court, got to go with Captain Kirk.
Got to.
Captain Kirk had an influence on Derrick Rose's career that Derrick has talked about throughout this week in all the interviews that I think gets overlooked and maybe underrated. Kirk Heinrich was a terrific NBA example for Derrick Rose, and you forget just that they maybe intersected at all.
But there was respect there, and I think there was an impact.
And Derrick Rose mentioned on a lot of the videos that were uploaded by the Chicago Bulls that Captain Kirk was just a winner. And he saw it, and he said he mentioned one time where somebody scored 30, 40 points on Captain Kirk. He's like, but they still lost. And at that point, he realized that's the kind of guy he was. So I like that. All right, who's your other guard? Well, you had Derek there, so you're making a last-minute adjustment here.
I'm last-minute adjustment.
Don't throw in Keith Bogans.
You know what? Keith Bogans was very good. Underrated.
He was your starter.
For the first 6 minutes of every game, Keith Bogans was he
didn't
was great.
See him in the fourth quarter. The first quarter.
And then he had to stretch again in the fourth quarter when he returned to the rotation.
Who you got there?
You know what I'm going to say? I mean, this is, I can't believe that I'm throwing it out there, but just for the sake of discussion. Do you forget that Jimmy Butler was here a long time? Jimmy Butler and Derrick Rose, they weren't the greatest of teammates. They didn't play the greatest together, but he was on his way to being a great player by the end of his Bulls tenure.
Jimmy Butler was the new Luol Deng. Let's not forget. Luol Deng was the guy that was out there, proved his worth on the defensive side of the ball, then had his mid-range working, and that's why you love Luol Deng, because he was consistent. Jimmy Butler comes in. And then he tries to emulate the same thing when given more minutes, Derek goes down. And that's where he becomes the beloved Jimmy that most people think of. But for me on the team, come on, you got guys that aren't even part of Derrick Rose's inner circle there. Jimmy Butler and Pau Gasol, they're going to be in Hollywood having a
the question wasn't the dinner, Derrick Rose's inner circle. The question was the best teammates that he played with.
Fair.
And it's hard to say that two guys who will get Hall of Fame consideration, Pau Gasol and Jimmy Butler, if Pau Gasol might already be in. But those two guys are special players, NBA players that have been around for a very long time.
Yeah, and obviously each one of those guys could have contributed to some playoff success for the Chicago Bulls. But there's some other good names that played with them. You know,
throw them at me.
John Salmons.
How about the
– come on.
I forgot about
come
him.
Come on. I'm talking about buckets beforehand. I mean, that's who was
the
there.
The bench mob. How about the bench mob?
Brad Everybody Miller.
Everybody remembers the bench mob and Derrick Rose.
Can I interest you in a Brad Miller?
The Rose era. Brad Miller was a very – very productive player.
I mean, and we didn't even neither one of us had Carlos Boozer in our starting five.
Carlos Boozer definitely was a guy we talked about the summer of 2010. And that's when they ended up, I don't want to say settling for Carlos Boozer, but they did not start the summer thinking they were going to get Carlos Boozer. That was all about LeBron. It was all about Bosch.
Bosch.
Those were the guys that were in town. They thought that they would have the – and that was the – when Mully asked him the question that we heard earlier this hour, and we talked to him during our interview at the Mully and Haas show about remember how much consternation there was about Derrick Rose, the recruiter, and why he didn't recruit and why he didn't want guys to come here. It wasn't that he didn't want them to come here. He didn't feel like that was part of his job, and he felt disloyal to his teammates here to go and say, hey, come and replace my guy. And I respected that about him.
And he also talks about the fact that led to their closeness, right? The guys that were on that team, because he didn't go out and do that. But, you know, even with Carlos Boozer and Pau Gasol, Derrick Rose felt like whoever was on his team, they had an opportunity because he was out there. And I think he gave confidence in his teammates. He gave confidence in the fan base. And I think that's what really separated him in those moments. But you had to get the team right eventually, right? In his first couple of years with the team, they didn't have the Kyle Korvers yet. They didn't have the sharpshooters. They didn't understand what
Kyle
they had
Korver.
With Derrick
that's
Rose.
That's a good name.
I mean.
That's a guy that really made an impact.
That's a guy who a lot of people thought didn't play defense, and I would always see him strip someone.
He didn't have to play defense. He could hit a three from anywhere on the court. Yeah. Why do you have to guard anybody?
If they drew it up properly for him.
He was really that one of those three-point shooters that had a great career in terms of I don't want to overstate the greatness of his career, but he lasted longer than anybody may have expected because he could hit from anywhere on the court.
And in this kind of NBA, especially in 2025, I mean, that's what you need, sharpshooter. The Bulls could still use a sharpshooter that could shoot 48% from the three-point line.
They sure could.
That we might see
they
today.
They could use one of those guys tonight against the Celtics. The Celtics may be coming in hot, but they're coming in tired. They are playing well of late this week, but they had a double overtime game last night in Brooklyn, so I think they could be little fatigued. It's a second end of a back-to-back break for the Bulls, frankly. You play the Celtics, a team they haven't beaten the last four times at the United Center. Then you start to think, all right, well, something's got to give. What's got to give is they might be fatigued.
Yeah.
So that's good.
It is. I mean, obviously, this is a team dealing with a lot of turnover. Jason Tatum with the Achilles tear. Jaylen Brown's been playing phenomenal basketball as of late. And they're just a good team overall. And obviously, they moved on from, you know, Jrue Holiday. But the Bulls, this is a team – when you talk about guys that played with Derrick Rose, I mean, this is that kind of a team where they have to lean on each other
if they want to get a victory, if they, you know, you got.
There's a big difference, but go ahead. There's a big difference
because of the superstar, right? That's what you're gonna say that Derrick Rose talked about that he said this team needed.
Derrick Rose told us what the biggest difference is with this Bulls team and the Bulls team he was on.
But in that same interview, dude, he said that's what this team needs because of the talent that's on it. It's like who they are and the makeup of the squad. It deserves it of a star, so that way everything else can fall into place.
That's a really good point. This Bulls team could be a great Bulls team if these were the players surrounding a star.
Let me ask you this, David, because the star can come in multiple forms, right? And when you're looking at this iteration of the Bulls squad, is that star a big man, or is that star, you know, the vibrant, energetic guard like Ja Morant?
Well, that's a great question, and that's one that we can ask 100 fans that are walking by here, and they'd have probably, you know, 35 different answers. We talked on Friday morning when we were filling in for Mullen and Mullen Haw. The three guys that come to mind are Giannis, who's now out for 4 to 6 weeks, so that's a moot point.
He was so sad.
So take him off the board. He can't demand a trade. He needs to go see the trainer. Zion Williamson and Ja Morant. Those are the two guys that if you are going to engage in any kind of trade conversation, their names come up the most. And you're right. Would it be a big man in Zion or a guard who is very similarly styled to Derrick Rose in Ja Morant? I think that it would be maybe Zion Williamson. What's interesting about Ja Morant, though, before that gets debated, here's what I wonder. Ja Morant played in Memphis. Derrick Rose closed his career there. And he was there to be basically a mentor for Ja Morant. Ja Morant is a troubled but talented young NBA guard. Derrick Rose played there the 2023-2024 season. I just wonder if they are going down that road. If they would have a conversation. We talk about Derrick Rose's many different roles he plays now. He's a father watching his kid play basketball in middle school. He's the owner of the Rose's Flower Shop. He's a chess player. He's a chess master. He's a lot of different roles. I wonder if one of those roles is talent evaluator, assistant general manager. Hey, Derrick, what do you think of Ja Morant? Is he worth pursuing? What kind of guy is he really? You got to know him. You helped guide him. Is he worth trading for?
Especially when you're thinking about, right, like who the next superstar for the Bulls is going to be, right? Who's somebody whose jersey can hang from the rafters? You got to get someone of that caliber. But you'd have to talk to Derrick Rose, someone that's been close to him, someone that understands somebody like that, and who understands that kind of a game. You would have thought that Derrick would have talked to a guy like John and say, hey, you want to prolong your career? You know, maybe this is how you got to take that foul. This is how you got to get to the ground. You see NBA players a ton now when they get to the cup. They get off their feet. They're not landing straight on their both legs. So maybe saying things like that, but you'd have to say something like that if you're the Chicago Bulls to kick the tire and say, hey, Derrick, man, what do you think about this pickup for the organization? And could he fit here? There's just so much. That's what Derrick Rose does, David. He makes you think of these things because you're always going to compare to the next superstar to someone like that.
And I just thought it was really honest and as candid as Derrick Rose really tends to be when we asked him about this Bulls team. And he admitted that he doesn't watch many of the games. He doesn't watch all of the games. But he did have an opinion. This team needs a star. And that's not sports talk radio chatter. That's the youngest MVP in league history whose jersey number is going to be raised to the rafters tonight. Talking about the team that he loves and represents so well. They need a star. And there will never be another Derrick Rose, but they could try to come close. All right, Gabe Ramirez, David Haw, we're going to be here until 6:45. We're at the United Center, outside section 102 and 103, talking Bulls, talking Derrick Rose. And when we come back, we will talk about what's next for the Bulls and what's next for Derrick Rose on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Trouble.
Your point guard, Neil Funk, going up stairs to get that ball.
Woo! Is that an elevator?
That was an elevator all the way to the top floor, to the penthouse.
And that has the crowd on their feet.
That's got me excited, Funk. That's what I needed right there.
Who can forget that? Stacey King, Neil Funk on the call. That was January 10th, 2011. Goodness sakes, 15 years ago. David Hall, Gabe Ramirez, here in a very special score broadcast from the United Center, 102 and 103. That's the sections we're outside of until 6:45, Bulls pregame, Bulls against the Celtics tonight, and then the Derrick Rose jersey retirement ceremony. That's why everybody's here. That's why we're seeing so many different iterations, Gabe, of the Derrick Rose jersey. I have seen a Timberwolves jersey. You saw a Pistons jersey. There have been a lot of different jerseys that Derrick Rose wore that people are now putting over their backs.
It's like when Jordan played for the Wizards. You really don't want to think about the time that Derrick Rose was out there. You know what I'm talking about. You don't want it. Right. So, you know,
Jordan played for the Wizards.
Yeah, exactly. D Rose played for the Cavs. Let's not forget that.
Oh my God. He was on the bench with D Wade.
Yeah.
Remember that?
They were
reserves on that.
That's
team.
When he had little baby dreads. The dreads hadn't grown out all the way yet.
Because this is a Derrick Rose celebration of his long esteemed career. Played 15 years in the league. That's hard to do. When you look at how many games he played with all of the injuries he overcame, he still played in 723 NBA games.
Wow.
He played 7 years with the Bulls, 4 years with the Knicks, 2 years with the Pistons, 2 years with the Timberwolves, 1 year with the Grizzlies, as we mentioned, Memphis, and 1 year with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Let's stop at the Knicks, first of all, because I think that's where the renaissance really happened when you're thinking about him, right?
Right.
He got love from the New York Knicks fan base. When you talk about him receiving love after the injuries, after
there was a big reason why, though. I don't mean to cut you off. Don't you think that Tom Thibodeau
because of their alliance and what they nearly accomplished here. When he was there, it was a natural fit. And at that point in time, I feel like he went to that market. And you remember the documentary where he cried when he found out the news that he was going to be traded.
I did too.
You did too?
I cried when I saw Derrick Rose getting traded from the Bulls. Of course, because you knew something like that was going to happen. But you know what, David? When we're talking about Tibbs, it's a shame that it's taken this long for us to spend a little bit of time on Coach Tibbs.
Okay.
Because you're right.
I'm all for it.
Had him with the Knicks. Had him with the T-Wolves. Had him here in Chicago. I mean, this is a guy who was very pivotal in Derrick Rose's career. And when you talk about toughness, grittiness, the ability to play on both ends of the floor, Tibbs demanded that from you.
I don't disagree with anything you just said. But I also believe that it might be out of order there. And I have, you know, Tom Thibodeau is one of the coaches I have respected the most since being here for 22 years in any sport at any time. But I also believe that Derrick Rose, you said that what Tom Thibodeau has done for Derrick Rose's career. I think what Derrick Rose did for Tom Thibodeau's career is the way that I would frame it right now. Only because he would have been an excellent head coach at any franchise. But the way that this unfolded here, when he took over in 2010, and Derrick Rose was ready to take off, and the way that he played, Derrick Rose bought into all of this stuff about being hard-nosed, defense first, being selfless, all the things that make Tibbs a great head coach and a great basketball guy. Derrick Rose was a gym rat. He was the best player on a team, and he embodied everything Tom Thibodeau wanted out of his players and out of every team. And he benefited from having the best record in the NBA. I know you remember that. I know you remember them being the number one seed the year before the year that he got injured. So from that moment, Tom Thibodeau then took over. And after Derrick Rose went down, we found out what kind of coach he really was. And he had already gained the respect. So I think it was definitely mutual in terms of how they benefited each other. But I wouldn't put one ahead of the other.
Yeah, obviously there's marriages like that, right? When you think about Jordan and Phil Jackson, Kobe, Phil Jackson, where who's the beneficiary of who? In that situation. But I also think, you know, Tibbs had shown his worth throughout the NBA, having winning seasons with other teams, changed the Timberwolves when
absolutely
he got there.
Absolutely true.
So, you know,
deserved better in New York.
Deserved better in New York than
get fired. There's no doubt about that in my mind.
But maybe Taj Gibson really had the effect on him because he was there with him everywhere too.
But Taj Gibson was a guy that also followed Derek from Chicago to Minnesota to New York and took the Tom Thibodeau NBA tour. And that was somebody who, as much as Derek represented everything about Chicago, I think Taj Gibson was the embodiment of everything that Tom Thibodeau wanted in an NBA player.
Yeah.
Because he was the guy that always played hard, did whatever was asked, and just was the best teammate you would want.
I remember it was Iowa State, I believe, right, that he played for. That's the college that he played for. And I remember him coming out. I knew that he was older when he got drafted.
Taj?
Yeah.
USC.
Oh, USC, I'm sorry.
Taj went to USC.
But he was older when he got drafted, and I remember thinking, you know, man, is this guy going to be good enough? He's a little bit older, but he understood the game differently.
And he could shoot, too. He was a better shooter than people thought. He wasn't a bad shooter.
Okay.
Your phone, you might want to
no,
get
that's not me.
You get a call. Gabe's getting a call.
My phone's right here. I'm not
Gabe's got an autograph signing it in about 15
minutes.
We're
around 1,000 people.
Chicago Gabe and everybody in town knows him.
Maybe it's Taj Gibson trying to get on the show, trying to hit me back in that situation. But no, you're right. I think that team, that era, I think you're right, David.
It was so much fun to watch, Gabe. I mean, I was in the – we talked to Casey Johnson, and talking to KC was great. He knows the Derrick Rose story better than anybody in town. And it does take you back to a time when I was at the Tribune working with KC, covering a lot of the playoff runs, coming out here more often than I do now just because of the circumstances. But that was a team that you always could find a story. You knew they were going to play hard, and you felt like it was where you wanted to be.
Yeah, the United Center was certainly that. I mean, I remember I started in radio in 2008, right, when he got drafted. And so you're seeing this guy come on, and obviously the promo start in that moment. People are giving away more tickets to the Bulls game. He becomes the MVP. There's this natural thing that's happening in the city and, you know, seeing it firsthand like that. But, I mean, again, I think it wasn't just Derrick Rose what made those teams special, right? You're right. Joakim Noah, Taj Gibson, Ronnie Brewer, the guys we've been mentioning, they all exemplify what it was to
and
be
I
in
think,
Chicago.
I think the guys that you mentioned, and that's good that you remember it that way, and so many people here still do. We would be remiss if we didn't mention why those guys were here. And actually, John Paxson and Gar Foreman, they got a real tough – they fell out loudly. They were – Budoff out of the job. And both those guys worked hard to draft players and to acquire players that fit in that locker room, that were had a high basketball character and IQ. And the guys that we have mentioned that fit in seamlessly and perfectly with the Tom Thibodeau prototype and were great teammates for Derrick Rose, that wasn't accidental. That was not accidental. That was intentional. That was intentional in the way that they scouted these guys, in the way that they, the traits that they looked for coming out of college. You think Joakim Noah was popular when he was drafted? I can remember the night he was drafted sitting next to Rick Morsey, who good friend, former columnist of the Tribune, but mocked the whole idea of Joakim Noah being an NBA player. So my point is that as Derrick Rose gets celebrated tonight, there were great teammates around him. Tom Thibodeau deserves his due. So does John Paxson and Gar Forman as well.
Yeah, interesting. So you know how much I love Derrick Rose, but did you know the first signed Chicago Bulls piece of memorabilia I ever owned?
Tom Boerwinkle.
A signed basketball by John Paxson.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. My mom brought it home one day, and then he signed it. Never forget. First piece of Bulls memorabilia ever signed.
It's got to be a special night tonight for Pax, too. I mean, he is still part of this organization, and he was on the job when they won the draft lottery, drafted him number one overall. I don't think that only you were the only guy in town who wanted Michael Beasley. And yeah, I think right. that when you look back at that draft, I know you didn't, though. You might have.
No.
That was a debate for a little while, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you knew Derek. You wanted Derrick Rose.
I wanted Derrick Rose all the way. Hey, I can remember finding out. I was driving home somewhere, and I wasn't watching the draft lottery that year either. And I found out somebody called me. Hey, the Bulls won the draft lottery. They're going to take Derrick Rose. Then that during some night in May, Casey wasn't even paying attention to it. Nobody thought with a 1.7% chance
no one.
That they would win the lottery, that they would be able to get the number one overall pick. So that kind of fell into their lap, but he made the right pick. He didn't overthink it, and John Paxson does deserve his due tonight.
And here we are, 17 years later, getting the opportunity to celebrate the man he drafted.
And it's going to be a great night tonight at the United Center. So many people here for Bulls Celtics, which we will bring you right here on the Score. We're leading you up to the Bulls pregame show, which is at 6:45. The Bulls pregame with Alyssa Bergamini, obviously Chuck Swirsky, obviously Bill Wennington, 6:45, and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Heli Forklifts. Gabe Ramirez, David Haw here until then. When we come back, there's going to be a press conference down in the inner sanctum of the United Center, down in the lower level, and we will bring you that live. It's Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!